Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Love Rules. Today's message, the burden of love. Our text, John, the 21st chapter, the 15th through the 17th verses. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." I wanted to talk to you today about the burden of love. I know that Jesus says his yoke is easy and his burden is light, and I believe that because following Jesus is the end of the struggle for truth, and our sin-bearing load is lighter because Jesus will carry it for us. But I suggest today that we could all learn a thing or two about the love to which Jesus calls us. I believe this love is not easy. Now, I'm not talking about the love that the world talks about. I'm not talking about that TV love or that PR love, that candy-coated, gift-wrapped, toe-tingling emotion. I'm talking about the love that compelled Jesus to the cross, the love of God. This is love as a gift, but it's also a burden because it carries tremendous responsibility. You know, parents know that. We understand that. When you first have that baby and you're all giggly and just wooed by the love of this child, but as you grow and as the child grows and the demands are more and the responsibilities are more and the mistakes are bigger, you know that love has to go beyond flowers and balloons and gift cards. This love to which God calls us requires more than speech or trinkets. It often takes great personal effort. And that's not just the love of a parent, that's the love in a relationship. And this is the context in which Jesus speaks to Peter in today's text. This scripture is often called the commission of Peter. It occurs after the crucifixion and after Peter has denied knowing Jesus. Most importantly, this conversation happens 3 years after Peter first decided to follow Jesus. So Peter was already a disciple. But until this moment, after the resurrection, he really didn't understand what Jesus wanted from him. He didn't understand the depth of God's love. Now, Peter has denied Jesus 3 times, and he's run away, back to the sea and his life as a fisherman, a place where he is more comfortable. But Jesus finds him. And on the beach, Jesus raises this question. He confronts Peter. He asks, "Do you love me?" And he says, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep." And this engagement over love is the transformative moment for Peter long after he first followed Christ. And that's what I want you to understand. When we give ourselves to God, it's not an end game there. You have to go on and grow and get to know Jesus even better and become closer with the Lord. You look at these questions closely to understand their significance. You can't see it in the English translation, but there's some subtle differences in the question. The first time Jesus asked the question, he says, "Do you love me more than these?" The Greek text here is ambiguous, and Jesus could be referring to any number of things, including the disciples or the disciples' love or the net or the boat, the tools of a fisherman. But any way you cut it, the question remains the same. Do you love me more than what you're doing? Are you committed to me more than who you're with? Do you seek me first? Do you trust me? These are all qualities of a disciple, all qualities of someone who is devoted to God. Peter had some trust issues. He said he was devoted, but I'm not sure. Remember when Jesus first explained he was going to end up on the cross and Peter argued with him, saying, "No, Lord, that will never happen to you." And Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Loving God is believing God. And Peter didn't understand at that point just who Jesus really was. You know, as a reporter, I was always trained to be cynical, never to trust, to always verify. Unwavering conviction and reliance in the truth, the ability and power of God, is something I had to learn the hard way, and perhaps you have. Trusting God is not only believing God, but believing that God loves you. Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." Jesus asks the question again. This time I want to focus on the interpretation of the word he uses for love. The Greek word here is agape. Literally, it means mouth wide open, as in wonder, awe-inspiring. This is selfless, sacrificial, unconditional love. This is the love Jesus shows at the cross. And this is the love to which we are called, unconditional. 1 John 3:16, this is how we come to know love. He laid down his life for us. We should also lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. No limits, no conditions. Now, that's not how we normally love. I love you if you look like me, if you act like me, if you give me, if you keep me, if you pay me. Those are transactional relationships, tit for tat. Agape love is of and from God. God loves the unlovely and the unlovable. Not because we deserve love, but because love is the nature and character of God. Now, can we get here? I don't know if it's even humanly possible, but this is the love to which we are called. This is the key to the whole thing. God's not responding to us in love. God initiates the love. Psychologists say the closest thing to this unequivocal relationship should be the mother love for a newborn baby. Nothing special is required from the baby to justify the parent's attention. But even that fails sometimes because mamas abandon babies, or mamas have drug problems, or dads leave. I mean, there's always this vulnerability when it comes to humans. I know that, but we should strive for unconditional love. It's a wonder to me how God, sovereign and almighty, allowed his son to come into this world as a baby, vulnerable, needy, and dependent on human hands. But that is how God loves. There's a vulnerability to God's love. Now, we see vulnerability as a weakness, but in God's economy, it's a strength. It takes great courage to be open and transparent, but vulnerability is the most direct path to love. To love others without coercion, to love openly and freely. That's love with no shame. Peter had a lot of shame. Toward the end, when things got rough, Peter got shaky. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus told the disciples to stay awake and pray? They all fell asleep. And Jesus turned to Peter specifically and said, "Couldn't you stay awake for 1 hour?" Peter was weak and he was afraid and he ran. The world hated Jesus. Peter thought he could face the ridicule and persecution, but following Jesus was hard then, and it's hard now. And that is the burden of love. Because you see, when you love Jesus, you can't walk like everybody else. You can't talk like everybody else. You can't aspire to be like everybody else. Loving God is believing when no one else believes. It's being vulnerable. It's being transparent. It's putting God first. And you will, I promise you, you will always be put in uncomfortable positions. You will be called to do uncomfortable things. The way you will know you're in a God situation, however, will be the love factor, that unconditional love that you will show and you will sense from the presence of God. But sometimes you'll fail. You'll actually not do what you think you've been called to do. You'll know that, and that's a dangerous position because it really can turn us away from Jesus when we fail, when we think, "Oh, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I thought I was loving this person unconditionally, and he left me. I thought I was bringing love to the situation. The situation was messed up." But you see, that's when you need to hold on to Jesus even more. That's when you really need to turn to Jesus, when you've made the mistakes. And sometimes we turn away. That's what Peter did. I never believe that Jesus turns away from us. We turn away from Jesus. But let's get back to this moment on the beach, this moment from our text. The last time Jesus asked this question, "Do you love me?" the Greek word for love here is different, philia. It's interpreted generally as friendship, but there is a specificity about this friendship. Are you my friend, Peter? Do you even know me? That's where I believe Jesus is going. This exchange between Jesus and Peter is probing. This is deep. These three times that Jesus asks about love is really pushing Peter to think about, to really sense, to feel what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is pushing this issue of love and knowledge and intimacy and relationship. It is the same question that Jesus asks each of us. Do you even know me? Oh, you say you love me, Liz, but your actions don't necessarily always line up with your words. And that was Peter's problem. He proclaimed his love for Jesus, but when the going got rough, Peter got going. But now, as Jesus probes, Peter comes to the end of himself. When we really think about this question, do you really know me? That's when our transformation occurs, when I understand more fully who Jesus is to me. For Peter now knows that Jesus fully understands him. Jesus knows him, forgives him, and loves him anyway. And that's when Peter says, "Lord, you know all things. You know me. You know I love you." And this is when the natural becomes supernatural. Oswald Chambers calls this love in the making, when we come to the end of ourselves and learn the depth and power of God's love. When we come to the end of ourselves and yield our vulnerability and our growing knowledge of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, that's when we become more bonded with God. And we gratefully accept the burden of this love, this supernatural, unconditional, sacrificial love of Jesus through us. And then we hear the Lord's next point. Feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my sheep. Pour yourself out. Don't tell folks, show folks. And this is done by giving. And so that's the burden of love. The ceaseless giving to the world. Do you love him? Be blessed. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116. Love will reign.